The history of shell fishing on foot is a reflection of the fighting and humble character of Galician women. It was an activity dedicated to self-sufficiency and barter. The men went to sea and women worked on the beach, catching small quantities of good-sized clams and respecting the nursery. They combined shell fishing with caring for the family, working the land and housework. At the end of the 50s and the beginning of the 60s of the 20th century, the demand for cockles and clams began to have a commercial character, and what in principle was a poor man's food became a delicacy, which allowed the canning industry to overcome the sardine crisis. These shellfish gatherers, heirs to the trade they learned from their mothers and grandmothers, worked throughout the year. They are integrated into the fishermen's guilds, which constitute the provincial federations that make up the Galician Federation of Fishermen Guilds. These associations bring together the professionals of artisanal fishing and shellfishing in Galicia. The main tasks of the shellfish gatherers are sowing the clams, cleaning the cultivation parks, transferring the seeds from populated areas to other more deserted areas, catching the shellfish extracted, and monitoring the shellfish banks. Once the shellfish have been caught, when they come out of the water, they are classified by species. Then they are taken to the fish market, where they are weighed and sieved in the Peneiros machines that select the shellfish by size. The auction in Carril is in the afternoon at 5:45 p.m. The lonjero is the person who directs it and sets the starting price for each lot, which goes down until a buyer stops the bidding. The trade of shellfishing on foot is always conditioned by the tide, which sets the working hours. The workday lasts for 2 hours before to 2 hours after the low tide during the day, and the fishermen shellfish without rest in very hard conditions. This causes them various illnesses derived from their posture and the constant humidity that plagues their bodies. Osteoarthritis, sciatica, back pain, cervical pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, tendonitis, hypothermia, knee problems, and wear and tear on the hips, among others. The shellfish gatherers of Carril have been combing the beach for decades with their rakes in search of clams and cockles. Thanks to their hands punished by the sea, the art of shellfishing survives, threatened by the extinction of the trade and poaching. Within this illegal business in the Rosa Estuary, there are four main types of poaching. Professional poaching. Organisations whose purpose is the illegal removal of mollusks. Hence the beaches are illuminated, guarded by coast guards and have security hired by fishermen guilds. The swimsuit poacher or tourist. People who collect specimens for their own consumption during the vacations. This is the main enemy of the shellfish gatherers of Carril. Tourists who destroy their work and as a result are forced to take shifts of surveillance on the beaches. Another type of poaching is recreational. Individuals in possession of recreational fishing licenses who catch species for which they are not authorised, selling them directly to restaurants or individuals. Finally, there are people without resources who shellfish without a license for their subsistence. The actions of all these illegal shellfishing cause a great economic impact on the seafood industry and undermine the shellfishing profession. The consequences of illegal shellfish extraction range from the collapse of the price of bivalves due to unfair competition, to the damage to the environment and public health. As a result, shellfish ends up on the black market without any sanitary control. Since 2015, poaching is a crime, and this is included in the Penal Code in Article 335, with economic fines and prison sentences ranging from 6 months to 2 years. In order to practice shellfishing in authorised areas, they must be in possession of a permit or operating license issued by the Consellería do Mar de la Xunta de Galicia, called Permex. However, despite the harshness of their work and the threat of poaching, there are women who love their profession. In fact, since 2017, the Amar Carril Association, dedicated to seafaring tourism, strives to publicise the work of these women, dignify the profession, and help ensure generational replacement. If you want to live the experience of being a shellfish gatherer for a day in the Rosa Estuary, see the PDF that you will find by scanning the QR code. We also invite you to discover the environment that favours this activity in the following panel. Enjoy the tour!